This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Damon, Ashley.
Let's go.
Oh, hello. It's Fully Charged Recharged and we're watching the Olympics again.
Yes.
Yes, we are. Oh, hi, Callum.
Here's a question. And it's...
Ireland. Woo.
Another Irish thing, maybe, in a British thing. You really pronounce the O in Olympics. Like Olympics.
The Olympics.
The Olympics.
Olympics. Yeah. It's just Olympics. And the Olympics. There's so many people who I speak to here who will call it the Olympics.
The Olympics.
The Olympics. Yeah, I don't know what I'd say. I'd just be like, I'm watching
the Olympics. You can kind of say it like it's the Olympics.
Olympics.
You're saying it with an
A. Yeah, it's the Olympics.
And it is the Olympics.
But it's everything. The Olympic Games.
The Olympic Games.
You know?
Yeah. Would the Olympic Games.
I feel
Olympics. Like there's a lot of things we say that, even though it's your language, we say correctly.
I kind of tend to agree.
Like, oh, so would I.
Like sixth.
Sixth. Yeah. You say
that
sixth.
May just be a me thing.
But also, it's not. It's definitely not. There are others.
Well,
but we were talking about, on the show today, we were talking about how some Olympians, they were like basically saying how they pronounce their names. And they were given the pronunciations. And your man was like, Connor. And it's like, that's not right. It's Connor.
Connor. I would call Connor, who works here, as Connor.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you're phonetically.
Is the or silent?
Yeah. Connor. It's more C-O-N-N-A.
You're saying Connor.
You lost your or there. Yeah. Connor.
So it's Connor.
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 Just cop on, yeah.
But isn't it interesting? Like, it's their language. And like,
they made shit of it. And they, then they took ours as well.
And then we had to go and teach them how to speak it again.
Mad. I just
want to wake up. Welcome to Spins Fully Charged with Emma, David, Ashley. I think it's great. Spins Fully Charged is on.
Hello and welcome to not only Friday, but Friday of the bank holiday weekend.
Oh, thank God. I totally forgot about that.
Yes. Thank you very much. I will see you all on Tuesday.
I feel like it's been a while since we had a bank holiday.
It really has.
The problem is every year you get so used to them because they come again and again and again.
Yeah, yeah.
Then there's a breather and you're like, what the hell?
And you're like, it's summer. Where are all
June?
The bank holidays?
June bank holiday. What a great bank holiday that was.
Oh, it truly was. But I think August might be the best bank holiday of the whole
year. Especially if this weather sticks.
Oh, yeah.
I believe it's going to be okay. A little
shower.
Once we move on then.
All over the country.
Don't know. What are you talking about?
I think so, because I'm going up north and it's up there.
Yeah, actually, in fact, it's raining in Waterford this morning, so not ideal for people arriving into altogether houses.
I was just about to ask about ATN. Yeah, my housemate went off yesterday. To do this. She said that the camp was opening at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah, so loads of people there on Insta stories last night.
Yeah, so she's getting like early access or whatever. Is that like a special ticket you have to get?
I'd say you pay a bit extra to
maybe
go down
a little
early.
Bit extra, yeah. It's so handy. My friend Claire went down yesterday and just got all the jobs done, so she can't.
That's genius, because like you have your tent with space.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, you decide where it goes.
The only thing about that is when you get back there today, there could be your neighbours could be on top of you. But I suppose from their point of view, they've everything done so they can just do their day's work today and arrive.
I'd be setting up a little garden wall around mine. Do you know what I mean?
Perfect.
So she set up, and then went home and came back.
She's from Waterford. She doesn't live too far away from there. Her parents are close enough. So she went literally to get the jobs done, went back to her own bed, has a day's work to do,
brilliant.
And then we'll go back and everything's
done. That's class.
It's smart, isn't it?
I'd say there was some crack there last night for the people who did stay, though, because it was such a beautiful evening.
But like, EP used to do that as well, didn't they? I don't know if they still do it with early access, but like,
and they're
the
kind
first
of the
night
elite.
Is always like, that seems like a bit of crack, doesn't it?
It is, because it's such a like smaller crowd and they put on a little bit of entertainment. Like, it's not lit, but there's some stuff going on to keep you entertained.
And you know when you arrive on the Friday morning and you meet the people who were there the night before and they feel like old wise men and women, like
come on in.
Gods.
Welcome to my field.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Bless and Cameron Watson's Kisses on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Morning.
Morning.
In the past on the show, we have brought you Cat Corner. Well, actually, exclusively Aisling has brought you Cat Corner.
Yeah.
When there is many a story about cats, she likes to bring us up to speed in one go.
Fell sweet.
Yes. I think you brought us a corner before about a certain name, like a James.
Yeah,
something.
I think it was a John or James or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you did.
Three famous people.
We also had Toilet Corner.
We did have Toilet Corner.
Came live from the loo.
Well,
oh, yes.
This morning on the show, I want to bring you Cardi B Corner.
Hey, you got a corner.
I got a corner.
Congratulations.
You haven't had a corner yet.
Thank you.
I'm buzzing for it. It's a big moment.
As soon as I was all over this Cardi B stuff, I was like, Callum, can we make it a corner? Really excited about this. The good news is that Cardi's having having another baby.
Oh, wow.
She announced this just last night, looking absolutely fabulous on Instagram, displaying her bump. This will be her third child.
Oh, wow.
Really? I didn't know that.
She only had one.
Same.
Culture is 6. Wave is 2.
Culture is a lovely name.
I know. It's confusing, though.
Wave,
not so much.
Do you know what? Like, I know she probably meant a tidal wave, but I think of a hand wave.
That's all I'm thinking of.
I never thought of a hand wave. Wave. You know, when you're teaching a baby to clap their hands and wave as well. That poor child, actually, that must be quite confusing.
I like the name Culture, though. That's cute.
It is really nice. It's with a K as well. Anyway, on the Instagram post, she said, "With every ending comes a new beginning. I'm so grateful to have shared this season with you. You've brought me so much more love and life. And most of all, renewed my power. Reminded me that I can have it all." Now, that's kind of a cryptic outpost. What do you mean when something ends, something begins?
Is she talking about Offset or something like that?
Exactly that. This is the other side of Cardi Corner, is that unfortunately, her and Offset have filed for divorce again.
Oh, God.
They were splitting up. Like, that was guaranteed they were splitting up.
When?
A couple of months ago, I think.
Well, yeah, the rumours have been doing the rounds for a little while. I think she did file for divorce in 2020 and then went and undid what she said and they got back together. They married back in 2017. There's always these rumours about his infidelity.
He's awful.
Oh, really? No.
Oh,
really?
Awful.
Is he?
Oh, girls, I swear. Kick him to the curb. That's all I'd say.
Don't go there.
Kick him to the curb. He's dust as far as I'm concerned.
He's sloppy seconds.
I'm just saying.
I wish you talked like that. All the time.
So we've positive news and then there's negative news and then some more negative news. Not ideal when you're pregnant to have this kind of stress on you. She apparently, again, allegedly, has to pay $3 million in the next 2 months to secure the mortgage on her stunning home, which is in Atlanta.
I'm sure she has it.
Oh, well, she does and she doesn't. Apparently they're up to their neck in mortgages because she's a couple of gaffes at this stage as well.
I'm pretty sure. Like, I know this is stupid. I'm pretty sure she has 10 cars and she can't drive.
Yes.
I swear.
Really? She was interviewed by, what's your man's name, the real serious interviewer, Louis Theroux.
Yes.
Louis Theroux did a bit with her before and it was really interesting, actually. Yeah. You should watch it. And essentially, he was asking her about her cars and she was like, I just got them for pictures.
Yeah, she can't drive. She has a Lamborghini. She can't drive.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I do not feel sorry for her with the 3 million.
If she sold a few cars, exactly, she'll figure it out.
Absolutely
but
fine.
But imagine taking out a short-term loan of 12 months for 3 million.
Mad.
Can you imagine being like, do you know what, baby, Offset, just get it for the 12 months. Yeah, paid off in the 12 months. For 3 million.
True, won't even see it going.
Yeah.
You won't even see it coming out. Yeah.
Sorry, that Offset thing was just the best thing I've ever heard.
I came to the curb, girl. Kick him to the curb.
You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
You know, I love to see famous people using their influence and power and money for good. You know, we've got Taylor Swift on the Eras Tour donating money to food banks in every city that she visits.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Ricky Gervais has done a lot of work for animal welfare. Mm-hmm. And back when the Ukraine war happened, Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds donated, I think, up to $1 million towards Ukrainian refugees.
Deadly.
Okay. Well, another benevolent celeb has entered the chat.
Oh.
This is the actress Demi Moore. If you don't know Demi Moore, she's kind of not really as big now as she was. I think the 90s were kind of her heyday. She was in Ghost, which is the pottery movie, and G.I. Jane. She was married to Bruce Willis and Ashton Kutcher at various different points. But Demi Moore is busy now again. She's putting her powers of celebrity to excellent use because she's on a mission to normalise farting.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know. I hate when this happens. You have with Gwyneth Paltrow and shows all her weird candles.
The gooping.
Yeah, I wouldn't be into this now.
No, I think this is fantastic.
Okay.
You remember, the only reason I know Demi Moore is from Charlie's Angels.
Yes,
remember
that was movie? Another one she was in,
She was like the main person or something.
Apparently she was the highest paid actress in the 90s.
Wow.
Yeah, so she was huge.
She was gorgeous.
And she has partnered with this kind of gut health brand slash medicine called Wonderbelly.
Okay.
And they make antacids and other medications for your gut. And they have brought out a new kind of book. And it's kind of a picture book with some words, whatever. And it's called An Adult's Guide to Farts.
Oh, brilliant. Okay.
So she put up an Instagram yesterday of her kind of reading the book. And it's like, she's kind of reading it as if she's like a junior infant teacher. And in her caption or whatever, she said, "Digestive health is an important yet often taboo topic. As babies, we're celebrated for bodily functions like pooping and farting. But as adults, we often hide these normal processes."
Do you know what? That is so true.
It's a good point.
Because when you're a baby, you're like, please fart. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, even when I was minding my sister's little fella, when he was just born, it was like, oh, please just let it out so we can move on.
Yeah. And then when you're an adult, it's like, eh.
Our housemate goes around burping all the time. I'm like, will you stop burping? And like, if it's a kid, it's like, come on, we'll do it. Come on, here we go.
Had a little back.
A little back, yeah.
Here's a treat.
That's actually a really good point. I never thought of it like that.
Yeah. So the video of her reading passages from the book is quite weird and quite fun to listen to. So please enjoy.
It's an adult's guide to farts. The evolution of farts. What's the big stink about? What are some of the common techniques to hide your farts?
I love this. This is
wild.
Honestly, wild
techniques.
It's fantastic. Like, do you ever like, say if you remember sitting in school and you might let out a little fart and it was so embarrassing, but it's like, why is it any different than a cough or a sneeze?
I often think that, yeah.
You know
what I mean? Like, just because it smells and it's from your
bed. Oh, that's fair.
Which is just naturally humorous.
Yeah, it is.
She shares some fun facts in the video, which I found interesting.
Farts are nothing to be ashamed of. They're very normal.
Thank you.
Look here. Cats fart. Dogs fart. Birds fart. Even bugs. Fart.
No. Do they?
Birds and bugs.
That's funny.
I didn't know that little ants be crawling around farting away.
Imagine. Gas.
I know my dog farts.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
And cats can let off stinker as well.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I've smelled your dog.
Yeah.
But question. How much would someone have to pay you for you to endorse this kind of campaign? Like, this is all over your Instagram now.
You're the face of fart.
Yeah. And essentially, that's what you'll be known as in your group
influencer.
Chat and your friends for a long time.
I would like, I don't know, man.
Like a couple of thousand at least.
I think I'd need, yeah.
It's like in Friends when Joey becomes like the face of gonorrhea or something.
Yeah.
Have I ever told you about my epic fart story in primary school? That guy Thomas.
Yes, you did.
You did.
Saved your ass.
Essentially, if you don't know, when I was like in fourth or fifth class, that real weird age where everything you do is embarrassing, like how dare you even breathe, it's so embarrassing. And I was leaning into my school bag beside my desk to pull out a book I needed for whatever we were doing in class that day. And when I was at that awful position, leaning into the bag, and I swear, I wanted to die there and then. The whole class erupted into laughter, pointing and laughing.
And Demi would say that was wrong.
She would. And then the guy sitting beside me, Thomas, said, "That was me."
Good man, Thomas.
Well done, Thomas.
This day, Thomas. I don't know where you are in the world.
What a legend.
I don't know what you're doing with your life.
But it wasn't him. It was you.
It was me.
So embarrassing.
You smelly girl.
Spins fully charged. Recharged.
Post Malone and Morgan Wallen, and I had some help on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Ash just brought us a story about Demi Moore, and how she's now the face of farting and trying to make sure that, you know, farting isn't so embarrassing for people and to embrace it. I want to know in this room who has farted in the last week in this room.
In the last week?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I actually don't think I have because I remember the last time I did and I was like, oh God, I hope they don't smell that.
I mean, I can't remember specifically, but I'm absolutely sure it's happened.
Really?
100%.
Disgusting. It's really weird. I actually genuinely haven't farted in here before.
You're a freak, Ashling.
No. Sometimes when I actually...
I'm a safe distance away from all of you.
I know, it is great to have such a big room, isn't it?
Do you want to know something? Sometimes when I say, guys, I got to run and get some water, it's just to go out and have a little fart.
Now we know.
It's Dash's Austin on Summer's number one hit music station. This is Spin.
I want to bring you back to Wednesday morning when we played a little game called Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down.
Oh, yeah.
And we had Jake on, and Jake got a score very, very low.
Mm,
it sounded like this. Name something you might find at an office desk.
Stapler.
I have written down stapler.
No!
And let me just tally up his score. That was zero. That was the very first one.
Yeah.
So I decided.
Why don't, seeing as it's Friday, we play again?
Absolutely.
Don't
say the same thing that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. That Dave has written down.
Welcome to the greatest radio game of all time.
Huzzah!
Huzzah! We have the cash machine. We had the golden ticket. Forget them. This has taken over as the greatest radio game of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Emma and Ash love when I say that.
I roll.
This is Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. It's a game where if you say the same thing that I have written down, then you lose. You get nothing. Good day, sir. I'll ask you something like name a town in North County Dublin and you'll hear three beeps. You answer on the third beep. If you say Finglas and I have Finglas written down, you are out. Gone. You're trying to say a completely different thing that I have written down. Everyone you get right, you will win an IMC Cinema Pass. There is five up for grabs. You could be walking away with basically a €50 voucher for the cinema.
Lovely,
which I think
yeah.
is pretty cool.
And you know what I like about this? Because when Jake was knocked out so early, we didn't get to feel the adrenaline
no.
when someone gets to like round four, round five.
There was no excitement at all. No. Yes. Such a letdown.
So brand new questions today. Completely different yeah. round. And by the way, if you say something that's not in the category, you're also out.
So if you said a name, a town in North County Dublin, and I said hairdryer.
Yes, exactly.
That wouldn't be fair.
Even that's though not it's valid. Not something I have written down, it's still not correct.
I understand.
So that's it. You're trying to say a completely different thing that I've written down. Do you want to play to win up to five IMC Cinema Passes? The message is on WhatsApp the word game right now and you could win. Game in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038. Are we ready to play?
I can't believe Ashley and I are getting to play double this week.
This is unbelievable. Yeah. It can't be overstated how fun it is to play this game.
Yeah. It's also tough to come up with the questions, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I'm impressed with your ethic this week.
But I love playing this game so much that I don't mind coming up with the questions. And coming up with the questions takes ages because I'm like, oh, I've done that.
Interesting. So to get him to do more work, we just give him things he likes.
Yes, exactly.
Cool.
I think that's fair enough. Here we go with round one, Emma and Aisling. Name something you can see in this room.
Keyboard.
Pint glass.
I have written down Callum.
Yeah!
We are through, Aisling, to round two.
Round number two. Name a Pixar movie.
Inside Out 2.
Toy Story 2.
I have written down Cars.
Thank the Lord.
Here we go with round three, and this is where things get interesting. Name someone who used to work in Spin.
Oh, Lord.
Peter Collins.
Oh, no.
Peter Collins,
who's down in Australia. Don't tell me you've written down Peter
I
Collins.
Have written down...
Obviously you have.
Dara Quilty.
Yeah! Go on, Peter.
Here we go with round four. You're doing well. Name a character from Friends.
Sure. Gunther.
Ross.
Damn it, I forgot you could go for other characters. I have written down Phoebe.
Yes!
We're into the final.
The final round.
Oh, I'm nervous.
Typically, the final round has a very, very
limited.
Short, limited amount of answers, potential answers. What I need you to do, Emma and Aisling, is name a public transport system in Dublin.
Now Start. Bikes.
Please repeat your answers.
Now bikes.
Start.
I have written down. Dart.
Producer Callum.
Now I have to say, and I don't know if this is contentious, they're not called the Now Bikes anymore.
She might be out of the category.
Are they free now, bikes?
They're just Dublin bikes. They don't have a sponsor at the moment. I'm being pedantic. It's up to you, Dave. Does Emma get the win or not?
I understood what you meant by Now Bikes.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
You're being sound today.
I'm being sound today.
Well, now also sponsored the show. Wants to give them a little mention.
They don't sponsor the bikes anymore.
So that is Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. A very fun game. If you'd like to play, game in the WhatsApp to 087 711 103, and you can win up to five IMC Cinema Passes.
Trust me, the joy I'm feeling right now is electric. Get in touch with the word game, as Dave said in Spin.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. That Dave has written down.
It never gets old,
never.
Does it? It's so good. Welcome to the greatest radio game of all time, people.
Are you okay?
This is Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. We played on Wednesday. Usually we play on Wednesdays. But I got Jake, who played Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down, after one round, he was out.
Yeah,
I got
him. It was quite a letdown.
It was. So we decided, why not play again? See if we can give some IMC cinema passes away. Who have we got?
David is on, actually. Oh, another nice. David. Any plans for the banker?
No, just take it easy with the kids.
That okay. sounds good. No. That sounds
playground
good.
Playground vibes. Beach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one. If you got the weather, hope it's nice anyways.
Have they got a favourite playground in Dublin?
Anywhere.
Anywhere
in the old, but not fussy.
Do you know what my favourite was? Ardgillan.
Oh, where's that?
As a kid. I think it's out. It's like real North County Dublin. I don't know where it is. I actually have no idea where it is.
Just a little memory in your head.
We used to go to it all the time.
It must have some elite stuff.
Yeah, is it maybe it's actually just a figment of my imagination. I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure they had this giant spider web that you could climb.
Oh, they're top two.
Donabate was good as well. Donabate Playground.
Okay, well, there you go, David. Some options for you.
There's some recommendations for you, David. Let's get you some. Yeah, let's see if we can get you some IMC cinema passes as well.
Come on, David.
This is Don't Say the Same Thing That David's Written Down. It's a game where if you say the same thing that I have written down, then you lose. You get nothing. Good day, sir. I'm going to ask you something like name a town in North County Dublin. You'll hear three beeps. I need you to answer on the third beep. If you say Finglas and I have Finglas written down, then you're out. You're trying to say something completely different than I have written down. Does that all make sense, David?
Yeah.
Happy days.
You're the first David we've ever had on Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down.
That's true. That's true. And I'm hoping
of your name.
Yeah, I'm hoping you're going to win it. Let's do it, David, for five IMC Cinema Passes. For one IMC Cinema Pass, round one. David, name an Olympic sport.
Javelin.
I have written down boxing.
Legend.
Nice.
Very good.
All right, David, you got to decide. Do you want to play on and win two passes or do you want to go home with your one?
I want to play on.
Play on.
Play on. All right, let's go for two IMC cinema passes. David, name any TV channel.
RTE2.
RTE2.
Oh, I like the two in there,
yeah,
David.
The
you know the game.
Good.
Well done.
I have written down ITV2.
Giving West Brits.
I know.
We stay in Irish.
Yeah. Come on, David.
All right,
David. Do you want to risk your two passes and move on to three or go home with two?
No, I'll go for the three.
Sounds like the most relaxed man on planet Earth.
He's chilled. He's chilled.
David's like, I'm going all the way to the top.
Let's go for round three and three IMC cinema passes. David, name a fizzy drink.
Coke Zero.
Oh, the zero.
Clever.
Coke Zero.
David is clever.
I have written down.
Please.
Club Lemon.
Yes.
Oh, that's a crazy one.
It was wild, but I want to keep people on their toes.
And he's also just feeling summery.
Yeah. Club Lemon. Yeah. Exactly.
All right. You know what I'm going to ask, David? Do you want to go on to four or go home with three?
Yeah.
Go for it. All right. Here we go. Round number four. Name a social media.
X.
X.
Or Twitter, whatever you like.
I have written down Snapchat.
Oh. Yes!
Come on, David.
Here we go, David,
the week. Are you going to go for the five or are you going home with four?
Sure, I might as well go.
Man.
I believe in you.
Okay. Here we go with round five. What I need you to do, David, is name me a summer month.
July.
David.
I can't look.
For five IMC cinema passes, I have written down July.
No!
I had yoga.
No!
Who wants to check the sheet?
Take the sheet there, VAR that.
You disgust me, Dave.
I'm absolutely
horrified. Tis there in black and white.
Oh my God, David, I'm so sorry. This is a disgusting, disgusting game. Cancel the game.
David, I'm so sorry.
Oh, support will be provided, David. I'm so sorry.
Sorry, man.
Have a great bank holiday weekend, David.
Cheers, take it easy.
Good luck.
Bye.
I literally couldn't even bring myself to play this.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
That might have been a bit mean.
Too cruel.
Look,
anyway,
that is the game.
The name of the game.
And if anyone wants proof, honestly, DM me. I will send you the photo of the sheet.
No, it is legitimate.
It does say July on it.
Yeah, and what I love about it is it's a printed sheet that was decided upon yesterday. There's no, like, changing your mind halfway
exactly.
through.
Yeah.
Like, it's set in stone from
it
the get-go.
So we can't be accused of not giving away IMC cinema passes.
No, exactly.
No, we're more than happy to give them away.
Here's Flo and Cardboard Box on Spin at Heartbreak on Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down this morning. for another David who was playing, didn't get there. However, at the beginning he was saying his weekend is going to be filled with kids' activities, including playgrounds, etc.
Yeah, I was
giving
us some
recommendations. You had a little fever dream.
Yeah, I was giving us some recommendations. I'm pretty sure we used to go to Ardgillan. I'm pretty sure it was a castle or something.
I don't think I've ever even heard of it.
It's somewhere in North County Dublin. I don't know. We used to go to it like every weekend.
Do you know those little tiny memories you have from childhood?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Yeah.
Well, Louise was on. The park you're talking about, Dave, is in Balbriggan. And they have spider climbing, which is something that
you
remember.
There you go. Balbriggan's right beside my house, so that's why I remember it. But honestly, top tier playground. I might go there this
weekend.
Doesn't
even remember the name.
I know it, Ardgillan.
Mind your kids, you'll be there first thing in the morning.
I'm going on it first. Ready to go. It's showtime.
Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Hi. Welcome to the weekend. What is the story?
Good morning.
Oh, what a day.
What a day to be alive.
Oh, what a time to be alive.
Oh, will you stop with the positivity? It's only Friday. I came across a TikTok this morning of this girl who obviously put this up last night, but she said, what's her name? Sorry, I'll give her a shout out. Saivne Duvgal. It's in Irish.
Saivne, I'm sure that's how you pronounce it, yeah.
Bottom left, Saivne.
I'd say
Duvgal.
Saivne Duvgal.
Yeah, Duvgal, that one.
Maybe,
yeah. Anyway, she said, reasons why I can't sleep. What's happening when the Viking splash breaks down?
Oh my God.
Does a bus mechanic fix it or a marine technician?
That's a great question.
Is it a bus? Is it a boat? They hardly have fully comprehensive insurance. And if they do, how much is it? You see bus drivers and it might say training in operation on the bus. Do they drive the Viking splash? You know when you see like a learner bus driver?
Yeah.
Like going through like some suburb or whatever. Are they training for the Viking splash?
Maybe. Yesterday we were walking down Georgia Street, myself, yes, Dave and Aisling. And there was just this big loud noise and we all turned. It was the Viking splash breaking.
It wasn't them breaking.
No, it was just a big roar.
That's what they do.
So, oh no, but it was the sound of their brakes. It was going,
it was the sound of the
crowd. The crowd go, "Arr!"
Oh, never
they
mind.
They go,
did you not know that?
Oh, I knew they did the sound. Just that sound in my head was their brakes.
Yeah, no,
oil.
It's, you do hear it from
you've
time
heard it from
to time
streets
around,
over.
And it actually does sound like something truly awful has just happened in the city. And the kids be screaming. Like, it sounds like a terrible catastrophe.
You've never done it, have you?
No, I've never done it.
Have you done it?
No, never.
I've done it.
Oh, and I want to do it so bad.
I did it years ago when our friends came up from like Wexford or something. We were like, oh, will we just do the Viking splash? Got on it. And I didn't know what it was really. Yeah. But like apparently you have to, he was like, right, we're going to creep up to this person here. Because the bus driver has a microphone.
Way.
Right? And he's like, right, you see the girl with the pink backpack. And everyone's kind of looking over. And they're like, right, okay, quiet. 3, 2, 1.
And
the person with the pink backpack will jump. It's like the person who's dressed as the tree.
Yes.
On South King Street or wherever they do be.
But with
you know
wheels
I mean?
And can swim.
Oh, yeah. And it's multiple of them. And they're Vikings.
And you have hats.
Remember the portal? That thing just off O'Connell Street that connects Dublin Live to New York City? And then they had to change it to not run every 24 hours had to change it to not be live every 24 hours because people were holding up bold things on their phone or mooning it, and it was all for a week or so, and then we held a funeral for it.
Yeah. We did a funeral,
that?
Yeah. It was a really good time at the time because 90% of people were having really good fun, but then there was a lot of messing going on, wasn't there? And it was predominantly from... Actually, I take that back. I was going to say it was predominantly from the Dublin side. No, it wasn't. The New Yorkers were being fouled as well.
They were being
fouled. There's no one ever on the New York side. There's always like 1,000 people on the Dublin side looking at New York.
But I remember we went down and it was like portal is off. Like it was a sad day.
It was a sad day.
And we held a funeral and sounded like this.
The portal will be sadly missed by Dubliners showing off their bums, New Yorkers showing off their boobs, Dubliners giving the middle finger, New Yorkers pretending to eat potatoes.
Yeah. That was Aisling giving a eulogy to about 200 people.
A crowd that just grew and grew.
Who came to see a broken portal.
Yeah, and we left flowers and it was a sad day. Yeah,
we made it onto the BBC News.
We wrote RIP the portal. Yeah, we went viral.
We did actually.
What a great day that was. And we forgot to brand it with Spin.
So no one knew it was us.
But you do now, and that's all that matters. Well, the portal is getting an upgrade and it sounds unbelievable. So right, there's obviously the portal in Dublin and there's also one in New York, but that's not it. There are two more portals. One in
Poland, in a place called Lublin. Cool. I wonder, are they all, like, do they all have to sound like Lublin?
Is the other place, like, Dudork?
The other place is Lithuania.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Kind of broke the theme there.
Yeah, they did a little
bit. I wonder, is Lublin just a coincidence, or were they just like, lol, let's put it in Dublin and Lublin?
I think it's a coincidence, which is crazy. Kind of bizarre. So there's Dublin to New York, and then there's Lublin to Lithuania. All the sculptures are going to be connected to each other in a couple of weeks, which is really, really interesting.
Wow.
Meaning they're going to rotate country on the portal every 3 minutes and 30 seconds. So every 3 minutes and 30 seconds, you're going to be transported to a new location.
That's a long time. That's cool. Quick, I mean.
Yeah, well, see, apparently the reason they chose this amount of time is apparently because humans are very at ease with that time, because it's the average length of most songs that humans love.
Oh, that's funny.
That's all right. Yeah.
That being the reason.
I feel like I measure a lot of my exercise and stuff in songs. If Google Maps says like 12 minutes left, I'm like, it's only 3 songs, it's fine.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that.
Maybe 4 songs.
Yeah,
fine.
Yeah. Well, apparently the point was never to just connect cities, but to connect much more than that. So I'd say they have some, like, you know, future plans that are going to be interesting. Can you imagine a world where everywhere has a portal?
Honestly, yeah. I actually think that's obviously what they're getting at.
You think?
It could be. Like, who knows? Imagine, that'd be really interesting.
I think
how lucky
really
are we,
cool.
though, to have one of four?
Yeah, really, really cool.
Savage.
And the thing with the Lublin and Lithuania ones is, there has never been an issue.
Right.
Not even a slight issue.
Right.
Are you serious?
Not one.
Oh, no. That's so funny.
It's so
everyone's
typical.
Just like waving.
Yeah.
Hey.
Like walking about their day, waving to the portal, and that's it. It's bizarre. Never had an issue.
Yeah.
So yeah, it got me thinking where they should put more portals. Like where in the world would be a good spot to see all the time? And then I realised I had a place. And it's going to sound bizarre.
One.
Bikini Bottom at SpongeBob.
Oh, right, you're going fictional.
I know that's not real, but like, who cares? That could be easily done. It's kind of like a desktop screensaver. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, you
yes.
could just kind of see them, and they could just wave. I just think that'd be kind of cool.
What they're doing, cute. what they're up to across the
yeah,
day.
Yeah, like saying hello to SpongeBob and Sandy and things like that. Where would your fictional place you'd love to put the portal
I
be?
Would like, actually, a fictional place I'm fascinated by is, do you remember in Twilight when Bella was about to be killed by the Volturi in that place in Rome?
Yes.
And it was this big, scary, big open building, and all the Volturi were just hanging out in there. I'd like to see what the Volturi are up to 24
that
hours a day.
Without a doubt, the most bizarre answer I have ever heard.
That's the nerdiest thing I've ever heard Emma say.
I really liked Twilight, and I was really fascinated and scared by the Volturi.
I was as well, so I would not want to be transported to the Volturi.
No, but I could just watch them from my safe just distance in Dublin.
Ash, where would you go? Somewhere maybe child friendly?
I'd like to see beyond the wall in Game of Thrones.
Ooh.
See, just check, keep, make sure the White Walker. They're not
very good.
Back.
I like it. Yeah, yeah, very good. And then somewhere real, I thought would be inside Old Trafford.
So oh, cool!
You don't have to pay for a match then.
Yeah,
you just go down. Oh, and go. What are you going to do? I'm going to go watch the match then on North Earl Street.
Yeah, that's very smart.
You're going to lose it every 3.5 minutes.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's true.
I would love a live stream to like the African Plains, try and spot the Big Five by the end of the week.
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
What's that's a Big
cool.
Five?
The Big Five, like the scariest animals, isn't it?
Oh, right, okay, yeah. Interesting.
I would like to go, and you're going to be annoyed you didn't think of this, Dave, to North Korea, obviously.
Oh, damn it.
Anywhere in North Korea.
That's such
take
a good idea.
There, a good, yeah,
they're never
going to
let
on.
You do that, but
they definitely won't. They definitely won't.
In another world, I know what you mean.
Yeah. Love that.
Spins, summer mashups, Shane Codd and Usher there.
What was the name of it? It's always a silly name on the mashups.
Well, yeah, you see, sure, poor Martin Guilfoyle, what's he called when he mashes them together? Don't look out my head.
Class.
That's called.
Class. Well
don't
done.
Look out my head.
Well done, Martin.
This morning, I was up earlier than usual because I am going to Altogether Now today after the show.
Oh, so jealous.
So I was trying to keep some stuff. I was like totally fighting a losing battle by putting stuff in the fridge overnight, hoping that they'll still be cool by 5 o'clock this evening.
Yeah.
Could have packed up last night, but said no, sure, whatever. So 20 to 6 this morning, it's really relaxing outside my house. There's no one around. Like the birds actually weren't even our singing yet. It was just totally tranquil and relaxed. And I was in and out of the house, packing up, making sure I had everything. So I just don't have to go home again after work. And when I say like the serenity, it was actually such a nice little vibe. And when I say out of nowhere, all I heard was this.
Oh, wow.
And I literally jumped out of my skin and unfortunately let myself down and screamed, which I was like, I just got so such a fright. I didn't know where it was coming from. I hope I didn't wake anyone in the estate because I really let out quite a scream of
shock. That's so funny.
And when I looked around, it was a cyclist passing the front of my house.
No way.
At this point, was laughing so hard and like kind of wobbling on his bike because I'd given him a fright with my scream and he'd given me a fright. And I just went, morning. And he was like, morning. But he was like laughing away to himself.
Oh my God.
But when I say it was one of the most aggressive sneezes that I've ever heard.
I hope he's listening now.
And like some sneezes can be quite aggressive. Like,
oh yeah.
When my dad sneezes, he like kind of barks. It's weird.
It's a dad sneeze is something like honestly you're not ready for.
Yeah, and
ever.
And then my dad will get like a fit of them. Yeah. So like he's barking 13 or 14 times.
Do,
like,
do an impression of your dad like sneeze.
He's sure he's not actually barking. Like,
but like I'm like, is like how can a sneeze be so varying in how it sounds?
Yeah. Can I just do an impression of my dad?
Yeah, go on, please.
My dad goes out whenever he needs to sneeze. He goes out and he looks up at the sun and he goes.
I genuinely.
It's interesting.
If I had to put money on how your dad sneezed, I would have said.
I was actually looking online.
I hate when people sneeze like that.
Well, actually, with that in mind, I was looking online at like, you know, more kind of aggressive sneezes. This was big. The Daily Mail felt the need to share it a few years back, right? This poor woman.
Ow! Ow!
That's her sneeze. God love it, right? Isn't that bad? Really bad. And then this poor guy, honestly, it's like he's dying.
Yeah. There was snot in that one.
There was loads of snot in that one. And then, like you mentioned, that kind of cutesy sneeze. I wouldn't be into that now at all.
There's Billy Bonner.
There's Billy Bonner. My granny does a howler of a sneeze
go
as well.
On. No.
But she'll do like 10 sneezes in a row every single
that's
morning.
I knew people like that before, but like it wasn't.
So, weird.
So I love sneezing. Oh, I know this so is bizarre, fun. But I love sneezing.
It's like, what was that old little rumor that went around? It's like 1/16th of a hay.
Oh, is it?
Oh, really?
That was like a real thing. You say that back in school.
Of an organism.
Of an organism, yeah.
No way.
Yeah, or 1/20th or 1/1,000,000th. I don't know, but there was always some kind
definitely,
of
I get that.
So if you have 16 in a row.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
It's a full-grown organism.
A couple of minutes ago, I asked you a question. I asked you, have you ever heard of the concept of a babby house? And if so, what does it mean to you? 0877111038 if you've any other thoughts to add. You guys have no idea what a babby house
no.
is?
It sounds like familiar. Like, I think it's because I know what a babby is and I know what a house is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it sounds
familiar. I'm thinking
it's
another name for like a maternity ward where they put the babies after they're born.
I feel like
the babies in the babby house.
Something to do with dolls or something like
okay.
that. Like toys,
okay.
Toys and things like that.
So the reason why I'm asking this is all because of a friend of mine that I've been friends with since primary school. Her name is Niamh and we're still besties. And we grew up in Kildare together. But I moved to Kildare from Dublin when I was 5. But Niamh is a true Lily White.
Okay.
Her family is pure Kildare, right? And she lives really in the countryside. And when I used to go over to Niamh's house as a kid, we used to play in the babby house. And her mom would be like, go on and get that out of the babby house. And the babby house was just like, basically like a big country shed, like kind of like a garage, but it was like built with brick and it had like one of those galvanized like metal roofs.
Would you hang out in it?
We would, because they'd have games and stuff out there.
Okay.
We'd play and stuff. But also, it would just be like the shed that holds like their bikes and turf and like old furniture.
And you'd have like carpet and stuff down.
Yeah,
right,
exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, like when we lived in Dublin, our toy room was in our shed, but we never called it a babby house.
Yeah, so this is the thing that like I was just like, oh, that's what they call maybe sheds in Kildare because I was like I'm in this new wild place. They say lorry instead of lorry and hearse instead of horse.
They said lorry or lorry instead of truck.
yeah exactly, yeah. So I was like cool, it's just a babby house here. But then a couple of weeks ago I met up with my friend Niamh and she mentioned the babby house again and ever since I've been like I've never come across anybody else who calls it a babby house.
Yeah, you call it a babby house?
No, only in her house.
Oh, only in her house.
Yeah,
so you wouldn't be like, oh, I'm off out to the babby house.
Not at all.
Right.
My mum and dad would be like, get that Kildare tongue out of your mouth. I know, but like, they'd be literally like, yeah, what are you talking about? So yesterday, I got my friend Niamh to send me a voice note because I was like, what is the origin of the babby house and like is it a thing?
Yeah.
And this is what she had to say.
I always thought that was because whenever we would walk by our neighbour, he'd always go to us, how are the babbies? because he probably just couldn't remember our names. So in my head, we were the Babbies and that was our house. So it was the Babby house. But then I remember one time my sister saying that her teacher had said that they had a Babby house at home.
Oh.
So this is interesting now. Is it because a house is big and then the shed is small but it still has a roof so it looks like a house? It's a Babby house.
A smaller house.
Smaller house.
That's a really, really good
observation. That is a good idea as well. I would love to know though, like, do you know what a Babby house is? Does it mean a shed or does it mean something completely different? 087 711 1038. And where is it from?
Yeah.
Are there any in Dublin? Sounds very country, doesn't
I'd love
it?
To
it
know
does
that.
Sound very country. Country, yeah. But you just don't know.
I think that's more dub. Bobby.
Yeah, true. Yeah, Bobby.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
What is a Babby house? Have you ever heard of it and what does it mean to you? I was telling you that my friend, who I've been friends with since primary school, always called the shed in the back of her garden the Babby house. And I never knew why. And I always just assumed it was a Kildare thing, but then kind of met up with her recently and she was talking about it and realised I've never heard of anybody else calling their shed a Babby house.
Yeah, totally, yeah.
And I was like, is it just an O'Rourke thing, as in her family?
Yeah.
Or is it a Kildare thing? Or is it everywhere?
Yeah.
So we've been asking you, what is a Babby house?
Yeah, what do you think, Lorraine?
I do. It's a Babby house. You made a Babby house when you were a kid and you had it for all your dollies. And you could make it in the back of the car. You could make it on the beach. It didn't matter.
That's what I originally thought it was as well.
And did you hear of that as well? That concept of a baby house kind of?
I thought it was like a doll house.
Okay. Yeah. So you're saying you can make a Babby house anywhere?
Anywhere. Pop up. Babby house anywhere.
So it's like a your own dollhouse that you've made yourself.
Yeah, interesting.
Exactly.
Well, there's a curveball.
So my friend's family has just co-opted the shed into being the Babby
house. Yes, that's so weird.
That's so weird.
Wow.
Your friends are weird.
Well, thank you, Lorraine.
No problem. Have a good day.
Thanks. You too. And Lorraine, sorry, just to ask one question. Where are you from?
County Loud. Dundalk.
You're from Dundalk, I was thinking. So yeah. I'm wondering, is there some sort of correlation? But I'm just curious.
Because you'd heard of it, yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
Thanks, Lorraine.
All right then, bye-bye.
Bye.
Talk to you later.
Interesting. Okay, so Siobhan has also sent in a message and she's slightly on Lorraine's side. So she says a Babby house is when we were kids and you made a house outside out of everything and anything. Someone was mommy and daddy and the kids. You made dinner with dock leaves and turf. So simple when you look back, good times.
So is this, but like people actually called this a Babby house or are they just saying, oh, that's probably what it was?
No, I think they're saying, like, you'd be like, will we make a Babby house?
Right, okay.
Yeah.
That's
so
weird.
That's kind of their side of it. However, Barry has kind of brought it back to what I think Niamh's family do. So Barry says, Babby house is defo a thing. We had one in the 90s. It was just a wooden shed with toys and games in it. Always was called a Babby house. I'm from the Cavan Meath border.
No way!
Right, so maybe it is just a country thing.
Yeah. And if you want to tie it all up with a neat little bow, folks, Niamh has gotten in touch again and told us what she used to do mainly in the Babby house.
As in your mate, Niamh?
My friend, okay. Niamh, yeah.
In our Babby house, we used to play with dolls like Baby Born or our Barbies or play shop. Like with shop, we'd be selling like our homemade perfume made from like mushed up flowers or selling each other stones from the ground or maybe like selling each other our Happy Meal toys from McDonald's back to each other or whatever.
Oh, brilliant.
I still don't understand where the Babby comes in because I thought the Babby was just pure Dublin.
Yeah.
I never thought the Babby thing was a, like, you call it a Baba and a Babby in Dublin, I think.
Yeah.
And at the country, they'd never say Baba or Babby.
They must do, maybe some.
I wouldn't have thought
maybe
they
somewhere.
Did. I thought
but anyway,
they'd
I think
baby.
We've kind of established what a Babby house is. It's a hot mix of babies and selling.
And sheds
and toys.
And dolls,
And country and
also,
Ireland.
So what a fabulous position to be in now that I think back to not have any toys in your house. They're all out in the shed. Like, we literally, if we wanted to play, we would play in the shed in Dublin.
That's gas.
Yeah.
We had a little garage. That was where we played. But like it was connected to the house. Like.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, this is
sorry,
like a secret haven.
Is that too bougie?
This is like your own private hangout. We've got another message in here just now from Jenny. She says, my uncle has the same kind of building and calls it a chock bug and he's in Cork.
A chock bug.
Oh,
that's lovely. It's not a Babby house though.
Not a Babby house though, Jenny.
It's a chock bug.
We're talking Babby house today now.
Well, chock bug next week.
Yeah.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
Dave and Ashley.
I like it like that.
It's Emma, Dave, and Ashley. Spins Fully Charged is on.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah. It's Friday.
Good morning.
Yoo-hoo.
What's the story? Hope you're good.
Do you ever get emails from companies and you're like, when did I ever sign up to your email list?
Stop. Awful.
So non-stop. Random. Yeah. However, I got one during the week and I was like, go past me for signing up to this email list. It was an email from Sheridan's Cheesemongers.
Oh, well done, Aisling.
And it said, we want to celebrate you on your special day. Get your name on the birthday list. And when it's your birthday, you'll get a special birthday treat.
Are you serious?
Free birthday cheese.
Class. Say your birthday's today.
What? When did I sign up to Sheridan's Cheesemongers?
Have you eaten Sheridan's from... Have you eaten cheese from Sheridan's Cheesemongers?
I think I have, but... Not in any virtual.
You see, the way they do it
context.
Now, dodgily, is like they always say, can I email you your receipt?
I hate that.
Yeah, and it does.
I always feel so bad. Or like, do you know what they do? Is they're sneaky. They go, and what's your email for the receipt? And I go, no, I'll just have a physical copy, please.
Interesting. No, I definitely didn't buy it in a shop. I think I might have bought like a present of a cheese board or something for somebody maybe before. So maybe that's how. But I'm actually delighted. I'm like, fair play. Like, if you're sending me messages of free birthday gifts, I'll take it.
You're on board.
Any day of the week.
Such a sucker.
When is your birthday again?
My birthday's 8th of February, will I lie?
I'd say bring it up to next week.
I wouldn't mind some cheese now on Tuesday or something.
Do you know what? I think my half birthday is the 8th of August.
As in, you're 6 months into your new age?
Yeah. Say it's the 8th of August.
Say it's the 8th of August and say...
That's a Thursday.
Cheesy Thursday. And then say what your favourite kind of cheese is.
I'll say my name is Brie.
Bring it to the 6th of August. Cheesy Tuesday sounds better.
Yeah, because I can't... Wait, yeah, it'd be fun to come back from the bank holiday weekend and see if I've gotten my present.
That's true.
Oh my God, please.
Right,
say it's
so
on
I'll
Tuesday.
Say I was born the 6th of August. What year will I make myself real young?
Oh yeah, make it 22 or something.
I spotted this story online. I think it's a great idea and I think there's huge potential here. We all know how difficult it is being a renter, not just here but in the UK as well. It is tough out there.
You guys not own your houses?
I'm
joking,
even.
I don't either.
I actually didn't even need a mortgage. Yeah. I just paid for it.
I just bought it outright.
Just ask for a loan off mom and dad.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's tough out here. And in the UK, Waitrose have been given the green light to build a load of new homes to rent in South London.
Wild.
And they're hoping here to prioritise local people in the process. So obviously they're doing really well. They're a big supermarket in the UK. They're very well known all across the UK.
Yeah, we don't have them here. We have them, obviously have them up the north, but we don't have them.
Are they kind of fancy?
I think they are.
Are they kind of M&S vibes?
Producer Callum could weigh in on this. Waitrose. Is fancy?
Super fancy, owned by the same group as the John Lewis group.
Are they like an M&S store?
Yeah, like think M&S, but like super fancy.
More bougie than M&S.
Wow.
bougie.
What kind of person would you have to be to do your grocery, say your weekly shop there?
Like the biggest Tory you could ever
think.
Boris Johnson type of vibe.
Oh, elite level.
If you're filling the trolley there on the weekly basis, you're...
Is there an equivalent? Dunn Stores, like...
Not particularly. Not really.
Dunn's too good at deals with their vouchers.
Yeah,
you'd only spot me in a Waitrose if, like, I saw a yellow sticker in the corner being like, this is reduced by 95%.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. I'm with you. So this is what they're planning on doing. They want to give the green light to build 353 new homes. Now I don't feel so positive about the story because they're probably going to rob people blind if that's kind of what's going on with them.
Gaps.
But I was thinking, I think some businesses across Ireland could, get inspired by this. And a lot of these kind of big stores have huge car parks and lots of times there's no one in them. Build apartments.
That's true,
right?
Actually, yeah.
So I was thinking, number one, lovely old Woodies. Woodies.
There's
no
DIY.
Better buy in DIY. In this apartment building, I would imagine that in my house, I would have an egg chair in every room.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I want an egg chair in every bedroom. I want an egg chair in the back. Maybe the whole toilet is just egg chair designed. You can kind of just shimmy your way through the process.
Floating toilet.
Think of the IKEA car park.
Well, that there you go.
Free, everywhere.
Quote unquote, rental of all DIY tools. Anything wrong in the house, down to the store. I'll bring that back to you in an hour, Bob.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what? You're dead right.
Great.
Oh, I'm just borrowing this. That'd be class.
Yeah. You think you could loan some paint?
And get into it. It's on my list. Instant DIY services for any breakages, any leaks, etc.
Excellent.
I want a biannual fresh lick of paint in the apartment. Okay, twice a year, please.
So twice a year, you have to move out because it's
little stink of paint.
Listen, all the staff come up and get it done. Nifty job. Easy peasy.
The whole staff.
And I also want a very impressive garden. It is Woody's after all. And I would like the services of a gardener at my disposal.
Okay.
Thank you very much. If we move on to like a hairdresser's, perhaps a Peter Marks. Free access to hair dryers in the wintertime to save on heating costs.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When they close down at 8, just go down and be surrounded by hair dryers to warm up for the evening.
They should point it towards the roof so you have heated floors.
That's a lovely idea.
That's a fantastic idea. I would like one of their basins in the bathroom for when I just want to wash my hair and don't want to lean over the shower and nearly break my neck.
I think if I was a millionaire, I'd install one of them.
Yeah, I think I would too. I would just like some of their cloaks. Just hang them behind the door of every room. Just in case I don't want to wear a dressing gown, I just want to wear your cloak to the bathroom. Thank you very much.
Is this the hair cloak?
Yeah, okay. I think they're cool.
You look like a dementor walking around your house.
It'd be cool for an outfit reveal.
It would actually.
Wouldn't it?
I also think that the kitchen counter in their apartments would have to have those cool hairdresser spinny chairs with the footrests.
Mm.
Yes.
Because I don't think any kind of kitchen counter chair stands up to the comfort of a hairdresser spinny
chair. And mirrors everywhere.
Yeah.
Mirrors everywhere. Yeah.
Finally, a maxi zoo or any kind of a pet store, if they were to build apartments, I would like the option to babysit pets for the weekend. No plans for the weekend? Do you want to take the gecko? Yes, actually, I do.
There's many places I'd live above. A maxi zoo, probably not.
Stink.
Yeah.
I would like an adult-sized cat or dog cuddly bed in the sitting room for guests.
Yeah.
So, you know those sometimes when the cats or the dogs have the little hole and they can go in and get really cozy within it? Give me one for me.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Do you want your bed in the apartment to be like a dog bed?
I'd like, you know the way some people have a pull-out sofa bed? Mm. I'd like one of them for my guests if they want to have a sleepover. And finally, I would like a human-sized hamster wheel in the gaff for exercise.
I'd love that.
I think that would be fun. And I actually find it strange that in this day and age, there aren't more human-sized hamster wheels.
Yeah, dead right.
It's a fun way to exercise, you know? However,
do you know?
I don't, but I would like to find out.
Same. Good morning. Everyone is talking about this on TikTok at the moment. It's Olympic news, right? Obviously, the Olympics has been on for the last couple of days and it's been fantastic. There's an Olympic app that basically shows you what sport is on at the moment or what sports are coming up and things like that. But it also shows you all about the Olympians as well. Obviously, you have Olympians from all over the world.
Of course.
Some names a lot harder to pronounce than others, which is fair enough. Do you know what I mean? So what the people of the Olympic app have decided to do is go around to all of the Olympians and record them saying their own name.
That's smart.
In order to get the pronunciation correctly.
That's great because I hate when I'm like iffy on someone's name.
Yeah, I think they should do that, especially for like tennis and things like that. No, and I don't think I've ever heard a newsreader be able to say Tsitsipas.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
But honestly,
Zverev.
Back in my very early days, I used to read news and sport, and sometimes I'd be so stumped. Like if I could go like, okay, she's in action today, go to the app, listen to it three times, make sure I have her pronunciation properly, rather than some random Google fanatics trying to figure it out. I just want to get it right,
it is like you need to Google these things, but sometimes they're not, like, they don't come up well.
No.
So anyway, the Olympic app has decided that they are going to get all of the Olympians, all of the athletes, to pronounce their name. The only issue is that they didn't do a single bit of editing.
Okay, what do you
mean? So what I mean by that is they hit record on their phone and went, will you say your name there? And they say their name twice and then they go, is that all right? And they left that all in the recording.
No!
So on the app, you just hear random people be like, do you want me to do it now?
That's so good.
No way.
It's so weird. It's so, like, edited down to just their names.
It sounds like they were so last minute on this being, that's a great idea. Quick.
Go, run. Run around.
How many Olympians are there?
Like, there'll be thousands. So there's two famous people to start it off, which I just thought was funny because they're very, very famous. Everyone knows how to pronounce their name. So first one, Andy Murray.
Just say that name. Andy Murray.
But if you hear it at the start, he's like, just say my name.
He's like, I think it's pretty simple.
He's one of the most famous players in the world. And it's a pretty easy name, but okay. We then move on to Rafael Nadal.
Okay.
Okay. Rafael Nadal.
Okay. I still don't know how to say it. Like, you're supposed to do it slow, Rafa. And he's like...
Even the way he says Nadal is not how I pronounce Nadal. Can
Nadal.
Okay. Rafael Nadal.
It's like Drafael. It's like Dr.
Nadal. Yeah.
But it's but I love the way it starts. He's like, okay. Then we move on to, I think he's Mexican, Alan Jorge Clenan Quiñones. I know. Mm-hmm. Have a listen.
Alan Jorge Clenan Quiñones.
Slowly.
Alan Jorge Cleland Quiñones.
So I don't know if you caught that in the background. The guy who's recording was like, slowly.
So patronizing.
Yeah. He's like, Alan Jorge Cleland Quiñones.
Well done, you smashed it.
Thank you very much.
It's working.
Poor Connor O'Leary. I think he got a bit confused.
Oh, whenever? Just my first and last name? Connor O'Leary. Connor O'Leary.
That's it, Connor. That's all we're looking
for. This is all in the app.
But also,
like, you want me to do it right now?
It's like the accent thing is interesting because, like, you could pronounce him as Connor.
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 Yeah, isn't that bizarre?
Because he's obviously Australian.
So, like, anyone who doesn't speak English could be like, oh, Connor.
Connor O'Leary.
Connor.
That's the way. Yeah, that's such a good point.
But I suppose, like, what accent are you supposed to say it in?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know, you can't really pick.
But that's, but where, at the that's same where the Raphael.
There's so much space in that.
We're just going back to say the random journalist who's reporting on this in, I don't know, Timbuktu. They're going to go Connor.
Yeah, Connor. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Where you said it. Yeah, cool.
Then we move on to a guy called Remco Evenepoel.
Remco Evenepoel. Remco Evenepoel. Good.
So in the background, he's like, yeah, that's good. He's like, good, cool. He seemed to be a little bit annoyed, but then he was instantly really, really nice.
Really happy. Yeah. Oh, I'm kind of up for him. Yeah. What's he
doing? I have no idea what he does. I haven't a clue. And then the last one, this is the most ridiculous thing in the world. The name is Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Okay.
Wow.
Right?
That's so cool.
I wish I had a cooler name.
So. Have a listen to what we got on the app.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Ah, come on, man.
They left out half of the name. The one name you'd need to actually be able to pronounce.
I'm so annoyed by that.
And they left it out, and I've no idea how to pronounce his name. Have
this
a listen.
This doesn't help one bit.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
What?
They're like, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
They're like, ran out of memory.
Yeah, sorry.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Oh, no, I'm so sad for him.
I'm so glad this
how
feature exists.
How would you exists. Pronounce it?
Antetokounmpo. I don't know.
I thought you did it really well.
Giannis Antet. It's so hard.
So many syllables. It's amazing.
Antetokounmpo. Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
the guy's been doing such hard work on, like, Andy Murray.
Yeah. Andy Murray.
Please. Can you slow that one down?
Oh my God, I know what I'm doing for the afternoon. Olympic app.
Is it just called Olympics 2024?
I think it's just Olympics. Yeah, official Olympics.
Let's do this.
One more tune. One more tune. One more tune.
Now, one more tune, always very serious business. May I say, one more tune on the Friday of a bank holiday weekend.
In the summer.
Different kind of sauce,
babe. Oh, different gravy, yeah.
All right. So, once a week, I pick a song, Dave picks a song, Aisling picks a song. We are very passionate about the songs. We love them and we hope you will too. You vote for the song that you want to hear in full and the person who gets the most votes gets to launch the weekend before 10 o'clock. It's exciting.
It is. I'm also excited because I have no idea what I went for.
Every time we sing the One More Tune song, I go, oh my God, what was my song?
What did I
do, I did remember mine, yeah. I like it.
I'm buzzing and I'm hoping this gets a shot at launching the weekend this morning. The team up with Tiny Tempa, that is Not Letting Go. You probably haven't heard it in a while. If you'd like to hear it, please vote for me, Emma, in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
Let's all find out together what I've gone for. Oh, yeah! I need is a beauty and a beast. Justin Bieber and Love of Malahide's Life, Nicki Minaj. It's Beauty and a Beast. You want to hear that as the last song of the show? Kick off the weekend, the long bank holiday weekend. It's Dave in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
And I'm kicking off a bank holiday weekend in Brat Summer with this. Some people may only be waking up and hearing about Charlie XCX this summer, but she's been around a lot longer.
Oh, yeah.
That song, I think, was in The Fault in Our Stars.
It was.
That's how it got big.
Wow. Such a sad movie.
I know, but such a great song.
Yeah.
Boom Clap by Charlie XCX. If you want to hear it in full, you know what to do. Aisling to 087 711 1038.
Little quick recap. I have gone for Jess Glynn and Tiny Tempa's Not Letting Go. That's Emma in a WhatsApp, please.
I've gone for Nicki Minaj with Justin Bieber, Beauty and a Beast. That is Dave in a WhatsApp.
And I've gone for Charlie XCX, Boom Clap, Aisling to 087-711-1038.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Emma, David, Aisling, will we rock out for the bank holiday weekend in good form, or will we be a bit forlorn as we hand over to our producer Colin for the worst bits of the week?
Very poetic, I like that.
Very poetic.
What a week it's been. The weather has been amazing. Ireland are winning medals galore at the Olympics, and I'm seeing Taylor Swift in Vienna in 6 days.
Whoa.
Count them. I'm not here next week. I'll be rid of you, thankfully. But it can't all be good things. I welcome you to the worst bits of the week.
Will you cough or something?
Yeah, sorry about that. Getting ill again. I don't think Emma was a big fan of the KSI tune that we played earlier on this week.
Did you just go, ugh?
No, I was like having a little, and I forgot the mics were up.
A little mini yawn.
Sorry.
Oh dear.
Dave tried to tell us about a good thing that he did earlier on this week, but instead he got a full-on roasting.
Lads, yous are going to be so proud of me.
Oh.
Are you ready?
Did you eat a vegetable?
No, let's not go that far.
Did you kiss a girl?
Change your underpants?
That's okay. This is a bad idea.
Did you brush your teeth?
I am. And I had to actually say it really quick, or otherwise you would have kept going.
Yeah, we would have. I was so annoyed. I had another good one, but you got there.
I was
so proud of Dave going for a run. Not content on just targeting Dave, Aisling set her sights on Emma in the brutal drive-by roasting department.
And everybody probably has like at least 3 or 4 dresses in the wardrobe that they've worn to fancy events.
Yeah, of course.
Especially if you're like old, like Emma in your 30s or whatever.
What a nasty drive-by. Absolutely no reason.
You're dead right. I love a drive-by.
Emma's poor face was absolutely horrifying.
Yeah, it's usually me that does it.
I was like, there's really no need.
And finally, we can confirm that this show is the place to go to if you ever need a medical diagnosis.
Like tongue hanging out my mouth going,
sounds like scurvy to me. You actually might have scurvy.
I have a lot of it.
Never seen you eat an orange.
I drink orange juice though.
Yeah, but that's...
Is it from concentrate?
I don't have scurvy. I'm not a pirate. That's so annoying. You just have scurvy. Like, of all the things you're going to go to. No, I told you why I had it.
Dave has scurvy. Pass it on.
Pass it on.
I've been producer Callum. Dave has scurvy. And they have been the worst bits of the week.
Thank you, sir. All right, we are very much running out of time on this. Which song do you want to close the show momentarily? And Jess Glynn and Tiny Tempest, Not Letting Go. Gonna need your help if you want to hear it in full. Emma in a WhatsApp, please. 087-711-1038.
I've gone for this. Justin Bieber, Nicki Minaj, Beauty and a Beat. Dave in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038, please and thank you.
All right. I have gone for this. Happy Brat Summer. It is some vintage Charlie X. CX for you to start off the weekend. It's Boom Clap. If you want to hear it in full, it's Aisling Now Please to 087-711-1038.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Are we all being traitors and leaving Dublin for the weekend or just me and Ash?
No, I'm just chilling.
You're chilling, Dave?
You're flying the flag.
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere. I might go home for lunch. That'll be it.
I'm going to Belfast.
What's on in Belfast, actually? Is it a thing or just a weekend away?
No, we're just kind of doing a weekend away. We're going to see the Giant's Causeway and all the Game of Thrones stuff.
Ah, nice.
Well,
I just realised my mate's going back to Australia, so I am going out for a drink in Drogheda.
Andrada. Oh, yeah. So we're all being traitors.
We're all leaving the pale.
How dare we?
Wow.
Question to you. Are they not cutting down those Game of Thrones trees? I thought that was a big issue.
They're always falling down in storms, so I better go up and see them before they're all gone. Yeah. That's a priority this weekend. You're off to all together now.
What I just realised in the last half an hour, I had to text my sister. I went over and over and over again everything in my... You know, remember when I went to Thailand and I bought the big backpack?
Yes.
That's what's packed for all together now, and I've realised I've forgotten to pack a bra.
Oh, nice. Oh.
And I only have a sports bra, so...
Let him free.
Hey, it's brat summer.
Let him free.
I might just text my sister, bring me bra. I don't care what it looks like. Anything. Huh. Producer Callum, let's find out the results of one more tune, shall we?
You've been voting for the last song of the show. Emma went for Not Letting Go, Tiny Temper, Jess Glynn. Dave went for Beauty and a Beat, Justin Bieber and Nicki Minaj. Aisling went for Boom Clap, Charlie XCX. Aisling, I can tell you, you finished dead last with... 8%.
Yeah, it's overplayed.
That's not very good.
Overplayed
8%. The winner this week with a massive 58% is Justin Bieber and Nicki Minaj. Nah. Dave Hammond with the winner. Emma, nice, you got 34%.
Not the worst. Not the worst.
Not the worst at all.
Have a fantastic weekend. This is a banger. Turn it on.
Oh, it's so good.
Keep an eye out for Selena.
Yeah. One and all.
Michaela's on the way. Bye.
Good luck. See ya.
Your money. Nicki Minaj. Justin.
Get ready for the sound.
Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.